Question from Panchapanda Prabhu. It is mentioned in Mahabharata that there on the battlefield of Kurukshetra there are 64 crore people, but if today you see the area of Kurukshetra is small compared to the battlefield population, how is it possible? Answer: what is called as Kurukshetra today is not the same as what was called as Kurukshetra during the time of the Mahabharata war. The names may remain the same, but the geographical areas that are associated with the names can change. Just like today there is a place called Bihar. If 20, 30 years ago there was a place called Bihar, but now a separate state has been carved out, or it may be carved out. So like that, Jharkhand is there, Uttaranchal is there. There are various states which have been carved out from previously existing states. So the name has remained the same for certain areas, but the total geographical area associated with it has decreased. So today, the area that is associated with Kurukshetra, that has not been decided 5,000 years ago. That is something which changed with the changes in geopolitical reality. And it has been recently assigned this particular place is called as Kurukshetra, and this is where its borders end. And from there onward, another place starts. If we want to know what was the area that was known as Kurukshetra, we have to look at the dimensions of the Kurukshetra field that is described. So it was a vast plain area, and that's why they decided to have the battle over there. And within that area, they had a huge space for both the armies. For example, in the 13th day, when Arjuna resolved to avenge Abhimanyu's death by killing Jayadrath, the Mahabharata describes that the military formation of the Kauravas was arranged in such a way that it was 2 miles broad and 40 miles deep. So this itself indicates how broad the ground where the area of Kurukshetra was. So that means a much, much broader area at that time was known as Kurukshetra. Now a smaller area is known as Kurukshetra. And in general, when we study the scriptures, we focus not so much on the numerical figures, but on the transcendental principles. Srila Prabhupada in the 10th chapter of the first canto describes that the geographical and topographical features of the earth constantly keep changing. That's why we may not be able to find out accurately what was what in the past and how it is now. But our focus is primarily on the past times that happened and the principle that were demonstrated through the past times. So the principle here is that Satyameva Jayate Dharma Rakshati Dharma, that truth triumphs by Krishna's grace. The Pandavas, who were on the side of Dharma, they triumphed. That is the primary principle that is taught. And everything else is the setting. We shouldn't get caught too much with the setting. We forget the substance. The substance is the eternal principles that are independent of time and space. Thank you.